The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara here in Gittin on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph talks about the halachas of a cheirish. The classical case of a cheirish in the Mishnayos, in the Gemara, is somebody who does not have enough das, he does not have intelligence, and the case is we're discussing someone who cannot speak, he cannot talk. You know, literally means a cheirish, someone who cannot hear. But we say that generally speaking, this person who cannot speak and cannot hear either, so he does not, and we assume he was born that way, so he does not have enough intelligence, he doesn't have das, and since he doesn't have das, so he's potter. The Mishnah always says that Cheir Shaita the Katan are potter from all mitzvahs. Just like a Shaita doesn't have das and a Katan, his das is not enough to be making chayv in mitzvahs. So we say that a Cheirish who cannot speak and cannot hear does not have any das, and therefore Minatari cannot give his wife a get. And the Hu'adin, we say over here that a Cheirish that's any Medar of any Shemeah cannot perform, he cannot make any kinyonim. He cannot acquire objects, he cannot buy them, he cannot sell them. The Gemara over here brings down a Braisa. And the Braisa says that the Tanya, Medaber ve'enu shemeya, zehu cheirish. That a Medaber ve'enu shemeya also is mentioned, he is called a cheirish. Literally, a cheirish is someone who cannot hear. Shemeya ve'enu medaber ze'ilay. Someone who can hear and cannot speak, someone who is mute, so that's referred to as an ilay. And both of these people, the people who could talk and cannot hear, and the people who hears but cannot speak, both of them are considered a pikeach, they are considered intelligent people, and they don't have the halachic status of a cheirish, and therefore when it comes to all halachis, there you have a status of a regular person. We mentioned the halacha is that a cheirish that's eini shemeya, veini medaber, doesn't have enough das, and since he doesn't have das, he cannot make any kinyon. This halacha is true in HaTorah, and HaTorah, a cheirish does not have the ability to buy anything or sell anything, or give any gifts for that matter. However, the sugya earlier in the Masech Nadaf Nentes says that there is a way where a cheirish can make kinyonim, albeit midrabon. The halacha is that the chachamim were geizer that even people who in HaTorah cannot make kinyonim, midrabonon, they have the ability to make kinyonim on metalpulin, on movable objects, as opposed to karka, as opposed to land. The halacha is, we say, by a cheirish is remez v'nirma, the Mishnah says earlier in Daf Mentes, the sugya earlier on Daf Samal Dalad says that pu'utois, when their young children, even if they're not bar mitzvah, they're ketanim, after they reach a certain age, the age of 6 or 7, they have a limited amount of das. And since they have this limited amount of das, the chachamim gave them the ability, if they have no parents, if they're yisayimim, the chachamim gave them the ability to effect kinyonim, when they're talitlin, and they have the ability to buy things and sell things. So we find an interesting halacha that the Rambam says, in Hilchos Mechira Perek of Tes Halacha Beis, and is actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch Hashemishpat Simin Reish Lamed Hei Sif Yud Zayin, and the Rambam says that the halacha is that a cheirish who cannot speak and cannot hear, so midir abonon, he has the ability to sell, buy and sell metalplan, he has the ability to buy and sell movable objects, but not karka, but not land. So the Rambam over there says, not only is this halacha true by a cheirish that's einu medaber, that can't speak, the einu shemen, he cannot hear, even a cheirish that's medaber, that can speak, the einu shemeya, but he cannot hear, he has the same halacha. He has the same halacha that he is allowed to buy and sell metalpulin, the remizo, obviously he can't hear, so if you speak to him, you motion to him, you're able, in sign language or whatever, or some other way, you're able to convey to him that you want to buy something from him, the halacha is that he could sell something to you, but it's only metaltalin and not karka. Which means to say that the Rambam over here in this halacha equates the chedrish that's einim da ravein shemei, a chedrish that cannot speak and cannot hear. The Rambam equates this with a chedrish that could speak but cannot hear. The Rambam says when it comes to the halachas of kinyanim, there's no difference between a chedrish she'einim medaber ve'einu shemeya and a chedrish ha'medaber ve'einu shemeya. And the Beis Yosef asks on the Rambam that this Rambam is a very big chiddush. The Rambam seems to be not like the Gemara. The Gemara by us, we mentioned before, says that he kepikchin the whole devrayim, that they consider kepikchin. And the Gemara says it by Ilang, the Gemara says it by a chirish. In fact, by Ilang, by someone who's mute, who could hear, but he can't speak, there the Rambam says clearly that he's considered like a pikeach. He's able to sabah into anything. He has the ability to effect kinyanim even in Torah. Only by chirish the Rambam says that a chirish that's midaber v'ein yishemeya, so he has the halacha like a regular chirish. And this is very shver. We find halachas, we find also other places in Shas, the Gemara and Chagig in the beginning says that even though a chirish is potter from the mitzvah of being oil regal, because it doesn't have das, just like a shaykh and a cotton, but it's only a chayrish, they can't speak and can't hear. But a chayrish on the dab revenu shemeya, he's mechuyiv just like he's mechuyiv in Riyah, and he seems to be mechuyiv in Kol Mitzvah, all mitzvahs it says in the Torah. So, how can the Rambam say that someone who is medab revenu shemeya does not have the ability to make kinyonim min ha-Torah and only has this ability mid rabon? So the Beis Yosef says a teretz, which is seems to be a daichik teretz. The Gemara he says that you have to learn of the Gemara. We need to explain the Gemara according to the Rambam. When the Gemara says a medar v'ainu shemeya has the status of a pikeach, you need to say he's talking about somebody who really he could hear. He just doesn't hear so well. The Gemara doesn't mean someone who cannot hear at all. It means ainu shemek. It means shemek tzas. He can hear a little bit, but he doesn't hear very well, which is a very shver teretz. Because if you say like that, then you're changing the halachic status. You're saying that the halachic status in kol teru kulo of a chayrish mitar veni shemeya, that this that he's chayiv and all the mitzvahs in the Torah is only true when he's a shemeya ktas, when he can hear a little bit. But if he cannot hear at all, so then he's takas as in the chayrish and he's potter from all mitzvahs in the Torah. And that we find the Rambam says it over here. We don't. The Rambam doesn't say this anywhere else. We don't find this halacha, and it doesn't seem to be like it doesn't seem to be the halacha like this from the Gemara. The Gemara seems to imply that even somebody who cannot hear still has the halachic status, and that Rav Nishmei is considered like a bikeach. So based on this question, the Nesivis over there in the Shulchan Aruch and the Bir Agra and the Vilna Gaon on the Shulchan Aruch both say that the Rambam, in fact, proves this halacha, and he actually brings this halacha out from our Gemara. Because even though the Gemara says that this medaber v'ein shemeya, ein shemeya v'ein medaber, says harei pikchin chol devrayim, that they have a status of pikchin. However, the Braita says medaber v'ein shemeya ze chayrish. Says the medaber v'ein shemeya ze chayrish, he is a chayrish. Why does the Braita have to say that a medaber v'ein shemeya is a chayrish? What exactly is the Braita going to teach us? Therefore, say the Gaon and the Nesivis, that the Rambam held that you see from this Gemara that whenever the Gemara, the Mishnah, says Chayrish, the term Chayrish applies equally to a Chayrish who cannot speak and cannot hear, and to a Chayrish who can speak but cannot hear. We said before that the Gemara says in Chagiga that the only type of chayrish that's potter from the mitzvah's riyah, so the potter from the mitzvah being oil regal, is a chayrish that cannot speak and cannot hear. And the Gemara says explicitly that a chayrish ha-medaber v'ein shemeya, who can speak, who could talk, is chayiv. So they both say, the Vilna Gaon and the Nesivis say, that it depends. Whenever the Mishnah says chayrish together with shayit of the katan, and that many times in Mishnayis we find that it says chayrish shayit the katan are potter from this and potter from that, they don't have das, they can't make kinyonim. So they were talking about somebody who doesn't have any das at all. We're talking about someone who is halachic status, is potter from all the mitzvahs in the Torah. And that's true. Those mishnayos will only be talking about a cherish that's einu midaber and einu shemeya, cannot speak and cannot hear. However, the Mishnah is Bayos and Gittin are not talking about, it doesn't mention Cheresh together with Shaita V'Katan, it mentions Cheresh on his own. When we talk about a Cheresh being able to make Kinyon mid the Rabbonon, we say the Mishnah early on Nun Tes, Amin Al says Cheresh Remiz V'Nirmas does not say Cheresh together with Shaita and Katan. In fact, it's not, the halacha is not even true by a Shaita. This halacha is mentioned only by a Cheresh. So when the halacha is only by a Cheresh, there we say that the Mishnah that says Cheresh on its own applies equally to a Cheresh that could speak and equally to a Cheresh that cannot speak. The question, however, remains, although we might have a proof from the Lashon of the Gemara over here that Medaber v'Nishmeh is considered a Cheresh, however, we haven't explained. We haven't explained the reasoning behind the Rambam. Although, so we'll say that the Rambam has a raya from the Lashon of Gemara that a Cheresh, a Medaber v'Nishmeh, cannot make Kinyonim in HaTorah, can only make Kinyonim in the Rabbonim, then why is he Chayav in Mitzvahs? You have to make up your mind, does he consider that he has Das, or consider that he does not have Das? So to answer this question, in the Siddur suggests that it's true that the amount of intelligence, the amount of Das, that this Cheresh, a Medaber v'Nishmeh, has, is definitely enough to obligate him in doing or performing all mitzvahs. So therefore we say that a Cheresh, a Medaber v'Nishmeh, is able to perform all mitzvahs. However, when it comes to making kinyonim, we find that the amount of intelligence that is needed by a person in order to effect a kinyon is more than the general level of intelligence that we usually require people to have. Because when we mentioned before, the halacha is that pe'utos, which are yisoimim, that are ketanim, that are not they're not the age of bar mitzvah yet. So the chacham said they have the ability to perform kinyonim, but they can make kinyonim on metaltalin. They do not have the ability to make kinyonim on karka. They cannot buy or sell karka. And in fact, the Gemara says in Bava Basra that even someone who is a gadol, even someone who is 13 years of age, does not have the ability to sell property, karka, that he inherited from his father, until he's much older. The Gemara says that he has to wait until the age of 18 or the age of 20 in order to have the ability to sell karka. What's the pshat? Why do we say that even someone has enough das to be bar mitzvah, he's considered a gadol and he's chayv in all mitzvahs samuris b'torah, but he still is not able to sell karka? The Torah says in the Siddur that there's a certain amount, there's an extra amount of intelligence that's needed in order to buy and sell property. You need to be able to understand many different factors, and it's a lot more difficult and a lot more complicated to make a kinyan to buy and sell karka than it is on the metaltalin. There are a lot of other extra factors that involve. There's location, there's many different factors. So therefore, says in the Siddur, we have a precedent that we see from the Gemara that the amount, the level of intelligence of das that's needed for a person to sell karka is more than that's even necessitated to be considered chayiv in mitzvahs. Therefore, even though we'll say that a cheresh amadar v'veni shemeh has enough intelligence to be chayiv in all mitzvahs in the Torah, as we mentioned before, however, we say l'maisa he's lacking to a certain degree the element of das, because it's very difficult for him to function, to get along with other people, and if he's trying to discuss different details of his transaction with other people, sometimes it could be that it doesn't, that the details are not conveyed accurately because he is somebody who cannot hear, and they have to sign there for, they have to write things down for him in order for him to understand. So there's a certain lack of intelligence that he has, and because of that lack of intelligence, the Rambam says that is why we do not let him sell or buy anything having to do with property, with karka, because that level of intelligence is missing, that das is missing, and because that das is something he does not have, he cannot negotiate with other people, so therefore we say that he only has enough das to buy and sell metaltalin, movable objects, and does not have enough das to buy or sell karka.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.